75. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 58 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And good morning and welcome in to the Friday edition of Inside the Locker Room, 205-342-9904 is the phone number. We lost him, Chase, somehow there. Chase, we lost him. All right, 205-342-9904 is the phone number. Download the Tide 100.9 app. Get that on your smartphone. You can take us with you anywhere you go. You want to email us? You can do that at wimpandbarry@yahoo.com. Chase, try to get him back. We lost him there. So live radio this morning. So big game this weekend. I heard the coach from Eastern Illinois on with Gary Harris. What a chance of a lifetime for that team and those kids to come in and get to play the University of Alabama. The coach there is very respectful of the tradition here, and he realized what an honor it is to come in here and play. Most teams now don't come in until the game day, but I think they're getting in here today, do a walkthrough, just kind of soak it all in, because this is a chance of a lifetime for a lot of these kids to play in a stadium like Bryant-Denny Stadium. And play the team like Alabama. With that being said, I'll flip it over to Dad. Good morning, Dad. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, Barry. Don't get real cocky and not play in these games. If you do, then somebody who thinks they're going to be in the final group will get beat, get knocked out. You better play. If you can win, you better play and you better win. Don't think it's your favorite team, 50 points, 43 points, you're getting pluses, all those kinds of things. You better be darn sure that if you're a coach, that your team is ready to play. If you're a fan, watch out what you're doing. The commission is talking about going through and trying to handle the NIL. Forget commission. They ain't going to handle the NIL. They can't handle the NIL. There's no way to do it. They have an agreement that everybody has to agree to do whatever they're going to do. I think it's a joke. I think it'll be behind the scenes, the assistant coaches will handle some NIL crap for the guys and not even tell the head coach. Assistant coach goes in there and says, "Coach, we need this guy. Let me handle it." And so I think that's, I don't know. Deuce Knight was going to start for Auburn, if that's a big deal or not. You can say so. I'm not sure. Basketball, Oklahoma, Missouri, Tennessee, all these folks won, except Mississippi State got clobbered by, which is a team that Alabama plays twice. Alabama's going to win five of the six they play. Alabama's going to win, may win all six. And I'll say to you right now, Alabama's going to win the SEC. They'll win the SEC, I guarantee. I don't know about the tournament, and I don't know about people getting hurt. But if they don't get anybody hurt, they've got the best team, number one. They got the best schedule, number two. They don't play Arkansas. They don't go to Kentucky. And their schedule is better.
You said Kentucky was bad. I think maybe you want to go to Kentucky.
No, you don't want to go to Kentucky. They could be good. They could be that good there. They're the poorest coach. You know, I know him like a book, the guy at St. John's. He's trying to brown nose everybody. And he's going to be okay. He's going to be good. He's gonna, they're not giving as much money as they said they are. Shit. They, they, They don't guard nobody that terrible. So anyway, they're going to win a bunch of games. Don't get me wrong. They're going to win in Kentucky a bunch of pile of games. You got the, you play eight of them when you go up there. So anyway. Anyway, we welcome your calls. You want to call in, tell us what you think. We got Ron Higgins coming on. LSU thing. I don't know whether Barry knows more than I do. I don't know if it's agreement that Lane's going to Florida or not. Seems like everybody says he is because he's scared of LSU. They've scared him with the buyouts and the new AD who thinks he's a genius and all those kinds of things. He got scared of those. And then the money is not really a factor, but it doesn't hurt. He wouldn't go there for, you know, for nothing. So the rumor is he's going to Florida, whether he's going to Florida or not. I don't know.
He's supposed to sit down with his AD today, whatever that means.
Okay. Well, Barry knows. And so, today is close to the final, and because I am turned into an absolute genius, I'm giving you a double blue plate.
Oh, double blue plate. Well, Jason Barstow missed again. He picked Verner to beat Rock Quarry, and it was a blowout, Chase, over Northridge High School last night. Rock Quarry won the Turkey Bowl again for the third year in a row. So the Turkey, whatever it is, Turkey goes back to the Rock again. David Kindred was there. He was on the call. Mac did catch a two-point conversion. So we'll have to get the lowdown on that. That's what they say. I hadn't seen the film, but they did. Your Northridge Jaguars took a loss last night. Really high level, great high school basketball game if you like scoring. It was 77-70. We were up, I think, one going into the fourth quarter. I bet you they hit in the second half. I know one kid alone hit five threes in the second half. And so we had a hard time. The big kid that's ranked number one in Alabama, he got his fourth foul in the third quarter. And they really honestly played better without him. He had a harder time guarding them without him. And so, my kid, Elias Fleming, Chris Fleming's son, was terrific. He got 25 last night. Was really the best player on the court. I know Gage Mayfield gets all the pub here around here and in the state, but this kid outplayed them all last night. But Hale County played really good, so congratulations. Those guys will get a chance to play them again later in the year. All right, let's get to the Yellowwood Hotline, and we'll bring Philip into the show. Good morning, Philip.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope y'all are doing good. And now this Fleming kid that's on your team, tell me a little bit about him, his age and all that stuff.
He's a junior. Chris Fleming's his dad, who came from the Portland Trail Blazers. He coached over in Germany, coached with the Chicago Bulls. He's about a 6'3 guard. He can really shoot it. He can drive it. He got 25 last night against Hale County, against Gage Mayfield and those guys. Really, really good player. A lot of people in the state don't know him yet, but they will as we go through the season.
So I guess you're saying he's being noticed by colleges.
He will be. He played with some German teams and some. He got a bad turf toe. Turf toe must be bad. He was out since May. And literally does not start playing again until October. That's how long that turf toe kept him out. So he didn't get to play on the summer circuit, but he'll get out this summer. And he's got, you know, another year of high school after this year. So he'll start to draw some attention.
Very, very, very interesting. I'd like to ask your dad, Coach Sampson, and you too. But Coach Sampson, I think a game of big interest to me tomorrow is, and this is one of those games where you hope your team's not half asleep and thinking about last week. But this Missouri at Oklahoma game, it's kind of got a little bit of an edge to it. If I'm an Oklahoma fan, I'd be a little skittish. I know Oklahoma's got a good defense and all that, but they can be contained offensively. I just wonder your thoughts on that Missouri at Oklahoma game.
I think you go to the game thinking that Oklahoma is at least not going to get beat. because of their defense that they're going to keep from losing. That's what I think. And also, I think that when you get down to it, that for whatever reason, the home field this part of the year means more. They're more excited. Mm-hmm. Their team has done better. They're in the cusp of getting in playoffs. I think there's some home field advantage in games like this. And I think quarterback wise, his hand's okay. And I think I like Oklahoma in that game.
Mm-hmm. Barry, I feel like it's got a little bit of an Auburn Alabama flavor to it. Does that make any sense to you?
Missouri Oklahoma.
Yes, sir. As far as Missouri giving them a really great fight.
Oklahoma were to lose this game, they'd be out of playoff. It's in line six or 6.5, so the odds makers don't think there's that big of a gap there. So, yeah, it's 11 o'clock, early game, you're coming off a big win. Everybody's been patting you on the back, all the cliches you want to use. So that could be a trap game for sure for Oklahoma.
I just think you go with a team who you think, T-H-I-N-G, you think that they're going to keep from getting beat. And that's what I think about Oklahoma.
Right. Coach Sampson, how do you get a big guy like Aiden Sherrill to stay on the court more? I mean, some of those fouls he got the other night, there was one where two guys were on the floor, an Alabama player and an Illinois player were on the floor grappling for the ball. And Aiden Sherrill sort of came up behind them, and they were on the floor grappling. He just stood up and merited a call. Did y'all?
Well, you don't want to take his aggressiveness away from him. That's the one thing you don't want to do. Now, you don't want him to use his hands fouling somebody on their hips or on their chest. But you don't want to take his aggressiveness away. Actually, he's played a little bit better than I thought he would, to be honest with you. I thought he was going to be a question mark. I thought he was going to be a big guy who thought he was going to shoot every time he got it. But the funny part is now he makes some. I think, for me, just watching him not know as much about him as I would know if I was coaching him, I think he's playing a little bit better than I thought he'd play, to be honest with you. Foul's a defensive mistake. But you got to be a fine line there of not taking his aggressiveness away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Barry, I'm sure you probably have that same situation too with trying to coach a guy to not foul. He's just got to stay on the court a little bit longer. I mean, he was in and get a foul,
Yeah. Sometimes he's having to guard on the perimeter, which is, probably a little bit more difficult for him. But he'll adjust. He'll adjust as they go.
Well, we need him to. And y'all guys have a good weekend. And watch that USC at Oregon game, too. I like USC in that game. I like them to beat Oregon.
Nice. That'd help. Thank you, Philip. All right, we'll go ahead and take the first break. Two-minute truck. They're at 1330 Martin Road East. That's where you go pick up your boxes, your packing supplies, whatever you need to make this a smooth move. It's local, out of town, out of state, no problem. Let the professionals handle it. They'll take great care of you and all of your stuff. 205-247-5050. Two men in a truck, movers who care.
What's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Friday morning. Dr. Daniel Bray is the new Tuscaloosa County School Superintendent. He was selected at last night's board meeting, and he begins his new duties today. Dr. Bray is no stranger to the county school system. He's been serving as the TCSS Director of Secondary Curriculum and Instruction. He was selected over four other candidates. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather throughout the day. It's absolutely free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Moving at posted speed for 2059 from McFarland to Joe Malisham. Lurleen Wallace also between University and McFarland. Also 43 southbound onto McFarland. You will slow down just a skosh. That's only
a personality, filmmaker, and author. She'll share her pearls of hope for thriving in life and leadership. Secure your spot today at WestAlabamaChamber.com.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
339-7361 or visit us at 1600 Lurleen B. Wallace Boulevard, Northport, Alabama. And roll Tide.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Cloudy with periods of rain today and tonight. Maybe a thunderstorm in spots. The high today 72, tonight's low 63. For tomorrow, the chance of a shower early in the day, then becoming partly sunny. The high tomorrow at 75. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 60 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Stay up to date with the Crimson Tide.
Local high school sports and Bama into pros right here.
On Tide 100.9.
Yellowwood pressure treated pine from Great Southernwood. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. To the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Tom?
Morning, Barry. Morning, Coach. How are y'all?
Good. How are you, Tom?
We're all right. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Thanks for asking, Barry. Did you win last night? I missed.
We lost last night, 77-70.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And without, and Hale County was out there, one prospect?
No, he was there. I mean, he played.
For the most part.
No, he played. I mean, he missed a little bit of the third quarter there, but he's a good player. He's about, I don't know, 6'8 now, so he's going to Oklahoma. So, County's got a good team. So they're undefeated. They beat us.
Is that an area game?
No, they're a smaller class.
I didn't think so.
No.
They're in our area. They're in Aliceville area, aren't they?
I'm not sure. I doubt it, but they're going
to
have a chance to win 3A, I'm sure. So they'll win. They're ranked number one in their class.
Well, I was hoping you'd get that one, but that's no shame. That's for sure. The Wednesday night game, Alabama and Illinois, was interesting to me. Do you think Coach O's kind of pushed Bistro a little bit? Maybe he should have let him sit out another game?
Why?
Ankle?
He played great.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you set him out another game?
Well, I mean, I thought I saw him kind of limping a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, I think they got to try to...
And I don't mean this disrespectful. I'm just curious. That he said, you know, we're going to get our rear end kicked if they don't play. I wondered if he thought that.
They really wish they had had him against Purdue from talking to those guys.
I do too.
I
don't know.
I think people take for granted. I think people take for granted how difficult it is to go when in Madison Square Garden against St. John's and gun. Although it wasn't in Champaign, to go to Chicago with a sold out place and beat Illinois. I think people don't understand how difficult that is. So,
I tell you what, you kind of in the heart of the Big Ten playing those two, and then you got Patino and them, and New York, St. John's. That's a Big East, champion, and so forth and so on. That's a tough schedule. But now, our basketball guru and our little back and forth group, Michael Southern, he says Gonzaga is a much harder matchup for Alabama coming Monday night.
Oh, really?
Well, the best thing, Tom, is that. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Tom, were you saying something else, Tom? I wasn't talking.
No, I was waiting on Coach. I got a question after that, but I want to hear what he's got to say.
Well, the best thing about it is that Alabama's got a great conference schedule. Alabama's going to win the league. They play three teams twice. Of those six games, they're going to win five, at least, maybe all six. So that puts them off. That puts them up in the teams. Because back when I was coaching, you had to play everybody twice. Now, when you're designated the three teams that you play twice, Auburn's got a tougher time because Ole Miss is not bad this year, and they play Ole Miss twice. Auburn's going to be down. It looks like Mississippi State's down. And Tennessee, it could be a split, or Alabama could win both. But Alabama, without trying to put pressure, you know, I'm careful the way I talk about Alabama basketball because I don't want people to think I'm trying to do anything. I don't ever say much, but I think I will say this. I think Alabama will win the league. If they don't get it back,
hurt. That's interesting to me. And you've kind of had that theme going for a little bit now, me reading between the lines. But, I think that this team has got a lot of potential of how far they can go. It would be, you know, I agree, injuries are going to play a part. And God knows every time you look over, there's three with boots on. And
Tom, Alabama doesn't go to Arkansas. They don't go to Kentucky. Barry Fry, I said Kentucky's not very good. Kentucky, let me put it to you this way, the correct way. Kentucky is not playing very well right now. Now, whether he can correct them or not, I don't know. I don't think you correct them by hugging them this bunch. I think you correct them by putting their fannies on the bench if they don't play the way you want them to play. That's just me. So Arkansas almost gets beat. You can't compare scores. Arkansas almost gets beat by Winthrop. I'm saying they're not going to Arkansas. Arkansas could beat you there, I guess. I think Ole Miss is better than we think. I think Auburn is worse than we think. I'll leave it at that. I'm not trying to. I have to be careful about how I talk about basketball, I guess. Go ahead.
I think we're a little bit. I mean, it's a little early now. These teams will develop through the year too. So you know, it's November, and so teams will get better, teams will get worse, teams will correct their mistakes. I do like that the SEC is challenging themselves with football going on. You better play these big games, or nobody even know you're playing.
I agree.
Yeah. So
I tell you what,
I shouldn't. Tom, I shouldn't get on here and say that a team is going to win the SEC where I coach.
Why not?
That's what I think.
I like that. I think everybody likes it. I mean, so what? It's a discussion of today. Who knows what's going to happen in 2 months? So, but it's good for today. Yeah. And but let me ask y'all this. I had a question the other night after the Illinois game. Coach Underwood, He specifically points out Bristow and said, there's the difference in the game right there. Now, was he unaware of Bristow and didn't have any tape on him? I mean, how does that happen to a coach of his experience?
Well, he's just talking about the way he played in the game. Obviously, he didn't play against Purdue. He didn't play against Purdue, and then he saw what a difference he made for Alabama. You know, you didn't see him in that Purdue game. I don't remember how much. Has he played the other games? I can't even remember now. I'm drawing a blank.
I think he did against Florida State.
He played for Billy Gillespie at Tarleton State. They said he was under.
Is that who the coach is over there?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And so, you know, if you play for Billy Gillespie, you know you're tough. He was player of the year in their conference, or freshman of the year, whatever he was. High school kids get overlooked now, and so they go somewhere like that, and if you do really well, then you're boom, you bump to the SEC or whatever. So
you have to remember, Tom, that kids don't always play the way you'd like for them to play. They just don't. You know that. And so, you know, you have a good game and sometimes you have a bad one. There are kids who play on a consistent basis, not many of them. But, you know, and then it's according to who's defending them. What player on the other team is defending them gives you a better idea, and y'all don't look at that, and I try to. Who's defending them to decide whether they're going to have a better game than they've been having. So, you know, so many of these kids are a little bit up and down.
I didn't realize that, you know, when he first came in, I wouldn't, because that's just the way I am. I'm dumb. But he's 16. I didn't realize that. And then in the paper this morning is a good article on the turnaround Alabama had against Illinois compared to Purdue by Emily Smart. And she pointed out, and I think rightfully so, the level of defense rose against Illinois compared to what it was against Purdue. I thought it was a great point.
Well, it probably was, Tom, but you have to remember the level of handling the basketball by Purdue is very, very good. They really know how. They're very smart, and they're better than Illinois in handling basketball.
Oh, I agree. Let me ask y'all this. To me, Purdue is the best team in the country. And Barry said the same thing, I think.
Yeah, I think they are right now. Just because
they had a hard game last night with Memphis for a while. They struggled for a while, but they were the best. But go ahead. Sorry. That's it.
I didn't know that was on. Was it on TV?
Oh, I'm sure it was. Yeah.
Dang. How'd I miss that? That makes me sick. I pay all this money for these damn subscriptions, and then a game goes by that I don't get to see that I wanted to watch. But anyway, let me ask you, what was your conversation with Phillip about the kid that transferred from Florida State, the big guy? Did you say he was better than you thought he was?
Did I say that? I don't know. What was your comment on him? Bull Bowen.
I didn't get it.
He's asking,
sorry.
Did you say you thought the kid from Florida State was better than you thought, Bull Bowen?
Yeah, I think he had been. And one of the reasons he took him is he shot 40-something% from the three.
Yeah.
And you would look at you, hey, Tom, you would look at his body if you had not seen him play and say, you're telling me he's going to shoot between 40% and 50% from the three. But just because you look at his body, you think that, and that's what I thought. And I was dead wrong.
All right, Tom, we got to get out. We're going to get to Ron Higgins, find out what's going on with this LSU. Situation up there in Lane Kiffin. All right, Thomas Rib Shack, I was over there yesterday. These guys are ready next week. Now, they'll be closed on Thursday and Friday, but they'll be back up for the weekend for the Iron Bowl. But this week, you can get in there, get you some great vegetables there, fried okra. You're looking for some barbecue ribs, pork chops. They got it all. Fish, give them a call, 205-759-5010. If you want to do a catered meal, go to thomasribshack.com. We'll take the break and get to Ron Higgins. You're listening to Tide 100.9, 1230 a.m. WTBC is the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Moving at posted speed for 2059 from McFarland to Joe Malisham. Lurleen Wallace also between University and McFarland. Also 43 southbound onto McFarland. You will slow down just a skosh. That's only rush to work delays, or actually that's only intersection delays. 15th Street also wide open from McFarland to Lurleen Wallace. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Thomas.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
And that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase. Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Two-time state champion and two-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
Inside the locker room, press your 2D pound from Great Southern Wood. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. Like going on in the state of Louisiana, and we got the best man to talk about it. We'll get right to the Yellowwood hotline. He's with the Shreveport Bossier Journal, Ron Higgins. Good morning, Ron. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Webb. Good morning, Barry.
Ron, before we get into tell our listeners the state of LSU football as far as new ADs, money they're giving the old coach, those kinds of things before we talk about personality.
Well, let's see. Let's go back, okay? They're still going back and forth with Brian Kelly about his payout. They're trying to pay him out his full payout, which it's very, I think, unethical. I think you guarantee that you sign a contract with the guy, you pay him the money you owe him. That's kind of unseemly, I would say. They got an interim coach who's trying to finish up this next couple of weeks. Frank Wilson, the running back coach, associate head coach, he's a nice guy. He's a caretaker. Honestly, about trying to get the team through the final weeks. They beat Arkansas by one last week, and Arkansas has lost a lot of close games this year in the league, but they do have the worst defense in the league. LSU beat them by 1 point and celebrated like they won the Super Bowl because they hadn't won a game in a month. Did it with Michael Van Buren, who's now their quarterback. Dust Meyer's out probably for the year. Re-injured his lower torso injury. I think it's like an abdomen pull. And so they're kind of limping down the backstretch here. They got Western Kentucky this weekend, which is not a layup, honestly, for them. And then they play at Oklahoma, which they're not going to win that game because Oklahoma's still in the playoff picture. And they just want to get to the end so they can hire a coach. If they can keep their governor from saying stupid stuff every few days, like a few days ago he claimed he talked to Lane Kiffin for 2 hours, which was a total lie, because I don't think Lane Kiffin ever talked to anybody for 2 hours straight. They're trying to get a coach hired, and of course they're in the middle of a Lane Kiffin sweepstakes. I think they probably offered about the same money Florida did, which is about around $15 million a year. And I think it's in Lane Kiffin's court what he wants to do. And it's interesting, 2 weeks ago I thought, Kiffin made overtures like he was going to stay at Ole Miss. He sounded like, he's content. I really think that his agent, Jimmy Sexton, probably told Lane, I understand you want to stay here. I get that. But these offers they're making you are life-changing offers, and you should at least do due diligence and have somebody look at them for you, whether it's yourself or your family. They need to go check these things out. And this week, his ex-wife, his brother, and I think one of their Lane's kids visited Gainesville one day and Baton Rouge the next to see what it was all about. I honestly think Lane Kiffin, I think all that matters to him, honestly, but two things matter. One is his family. If his family's whatever place his family's happy in, that's good with him. Does he prefer LSU for Florida? I don't think so. I think he wants to do whatever. I think deep down, even though he loves Coach Ole Miss, I think he knows that he probably can't win a national championship there. It's just too hard. It's hard to get guys from Oxford, Mississippi. It has nothing to do with the racial stuff of the 60s. Ole Miss has done a great job of overcoming that for the most part. I think Lane wants to go to a place like every football coach. They want to go to a place where they feel they can win a national championship, a place that has won national championships, a place that has produced Heisman Trophy winners, a place where the support of the team is, you know, unbelievable. I mean, LSU is a 105,000 seat stadium. Ole Miss is a 68,000 seat stadium.
Florida, what about the LSU AD?
LSU AD, Virgil Osberry, former LSU player, a football player. He's been in the athletic department about 30 years. He's a nice guy, and he's done a good job of trying to find a coach. I just worry about Virg. He's such a nice guy that is he strong enough to kind of survive the political aspect of LSU's board of supervisors who basically run the university and they're all political. They're all appointees of the governor. Is he strong enough to kind of present something to them that they'll won't debate for too long or that's always been a problem, LSU. I mean, I forgot what coaching search it was, but the board of supervisors didn't even want to interview Steve Spurrier at one point. You know, I mean, back in the day for a head coaching job. I mean, it's just they're constantly meddling in stuff. They think they know athletics and they don't. And that's a problem. And I'm sure whoever they get, I'm sure whether it's Lane Kiffin or anybody else, there's going to be a debate. You know, they're going to, you know, go to the board for approval for Lane Kiffin. You're going to have some guy say, you're paying them too much damn money. That's ridiculous. You know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's how it works. You know, there's always somebody in the board of supervisors always going to cause a ruckus instead of like say, you know what, let's just get on board with this. But that's just the way it is in Louisiana, unfortunately. But here we are. We're all, you know, it's Lane Kiffin. Everybody thinks it's Lane Kiffin a bust. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think they like Eli Drinkwitz of Missouri, who I think is a really good coach, too. So we'll see what happens. But it's interesting. Now, last week when we played Arkansas, I was thinking, this is the first time the LSU's ever played anybody where both coaches were interim coaches. And nobody really had interest in the game. They were more interested in the coaching searches associated with both schools. It was absolutely crazy.
You know, when Alabama hired Nick Saban, they were tired of trying to figure it out, and they went and got somebody. And Alabama used to have people that meddled. Auburn has people that meddle. You just said LSU does. And they finally just tossed him the keys and said, because I think he told them, if I'm going to do it, I'm not listening to anybody. I'm going to do it my way. I got to have what I got to have and give me a blank check. Is LSU to that point, or are they still got too many people? Because they got all that stuff you're talking about. I'm Lane Kiffin. I stay at Ole Miss before I go deal with all that.
I agree with you. If you know, unless he thinks somehow he can just ignore all that, you know, because the only person that ever has done that here is Nick when he came to LSU. Now, Nick knew about all the stuff when he came here, you know, and he's kind of like, he said what you said. Hey, I'm not listening to anybody else. I'm not listening to the board or anybody else. I'm coaching a football team. Give me what I need to win. That's all I want. Leave me alone. But I agree. If I'm Lane Kiffin, I'm thinking, or anybody else for that matter, I'm thinking, okay, who's my boss? Is it the AD? Is it the chancellor? Is it the president of the university? Is it the board of supervisors? Is it the governor? And if I sign this contract, are they going to honor it? You know, I mean, you know, the whole Kelly stuff. So, I mean, LSU's AD has to overcome all this dumb stuff that everybody else is doing around to get a coach. And if they do that, it'll be amazing. Is Kiffin a good coach? He's a really good coach. Is he a great coach? They haven't won, you know, he hasn't won a championship anywhere yet. And, I mean, granted, he's been in places where there's always been a rebuild. And he's only had really one really good defense, and that was last year. So, but he's the hot name of the moment. And again, I think his agent told him, said, you know, Jimmy Zetsu told him, Lane, you've got least look at this, but it's the kind of money they're going to make you the highest paid coach in college football history. I think you should at least look at this, and I think that's where he is.
I think you're right. I think Jimmy Sexton said, hey, if nothing else, you'll get more NIL money at Ole Miss. You'll make your job better here. That makes it give you a better chance to win a national championship. So you owe it to yourself to look at these things. I mean, the timing of flying the family in and all that, though, that's typical Lane Kiffin. I don't know how it got out. I know the media is all over these airplanes. This, that, and the other. But is that fair to Ole Miss? You got the Egg Bowl next week. You got the college football playoff. If a guy would do that to you, I'm not sure that's the kind of guy I'd want anyway. Ron, is that fair to Ole Miss, what he's doing?
It's not fair to Ole Miss, but I don't know if there's any really good way to leave a team. I mean Brian Kelly got fried for the way he left Notre Dame. A lot of coaches get fried, but the way you leave, you don't want to do anything. If there's a chance of you saying, you're trying not to do anything to hurt your recruiting, but there's no really good way to leave a team. There really isn't. I mean, about the best thing I heard was when Tim Mulkey left her team in Baylor, she had a really good reason. She goes, look, I love it here, but no, I'm going home. I'm going home. Louisiana's my home. I'm going home. You have to understand that. And that was probably as good as a reason I've ever heard a coach, give to her players in a school, and they understood she wanted to go home. Everybody else, they usually don't go home. They usually go for, to a place that they can win a national championship. And I think ultimately that's what, Lane wants to do, and I think that's there's nothing wrong with that. I think every coach who ever gets in, coaches any sport, that's your ultimate goal. Can I go to a place that has the stuff in place and the tradition and has done it to win a national championship? And recently, LSU has, Florida has. Ole Miss hasn't. And again, Ole Miss, they get unfairly stamped with the racial incidents of the 1960s, and they've done everything in the world to overcome that. They stopped playing Dixie. They need to make sure they're all inclusive with all races. They've done a really good job. But again, you're going to have some parents who remember all that stuff and steer their kids away from there. That's what most parents believe. But I think Ole Miss has done a really good job of overcoming that. And at one point, it was used against them in the recruiting. I can tell you, head coaches would tell me it's used against them in the recruiting. I don't think that's the case anymore. So I think that's why I think Kiffin is torn. He's found a place that's kind of helped him grow up. He likes it. But deep down, he's also thinking, God, I just would love to win a national championship. But I don't know if I can do that here.
When Will Wade got let out of LSU, I said he would never coach again. Shows how stupid I am. I say Ed Orgeron will never coach again. And I keep seeing his name come up, and I don't know if it's like fake stuff. I saw his name come up to be head coach at Arkansas, or he's coming with Lane to LSU to be the defense coordinator. Is Ed Orgeron's coaching days over, or will he be on the sideline somewhere next year, Ron?
Ed's trying really hard and going into the media and saying he's ready to coach again. He's going on national radio shows. Anybody wants to listen to him, if anybody hires him as a head coach, they're absolutely insane. He could be a really great line coach somewhere. That was always his strength. And so that's what he does. He can coordinate a defense. He can call play. He could do that. He's be a great line coach. I cannot see him being a head coach at a Power Five conference school. Power Four conference. I just don't see that.
Yeah.
There's only one place. There's only one place in the world he could have coached and had success. It's right here, LSU. He's a South Louisiana guy with a fake Cajun accent that nobody understands what he's saying except in South Louisiana. You know, and I don't see him that translating to Arkansas or anywhere else has a vacancy. It doesn't play well with the fan base unless you're from Louisiana and, you know, you party all weekend and eat coffees all week. I mean, really, that worked for him here until it didn't when he stopped recruiting. But, yeah, I agree. I don't know why. I know why, because he's been putting this name out there. And this was, it started like a couple of months ago, you know, he got on radio shows, I'm really going to coach again. I mean, I feel good. nobody honestly wants him that way. They would take him as a defensive line coach, but I don't know if he'd want to do that anymore. You know, I mean, I really don't. You know, so I mean, God bless him. God bless.
Do you know who the happiest person at LSU is?
Who's that?
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Dale Brown, because LSU basketball's gone south. They all talk about how great Dale Brown was.
Yeah, I mean Dale had him in the hunt at least, you know. and Will Wade has resurfaced, and he'll probably do pretty well at North Carolina State. He did great at McNeese, and I think he said all the right things after all the stuff happened to him. I think he was very contrite and realized that he'd gone about it the wrong way, what he did, you know, trying to buy players before it was legal. And honestly, he's not as bad a person as people think he is. And the people who have worked with him and for him talk about he's just a good, loyal guy. Players like playing for him, but he made that mistake. And fingers down the line, he realized, I was an idiot. I went about this the total wrong way. I mean, he said that because I'm sorry. I apologize. I really don't have much. And he was very sincere about it. But, you know, he's the only kind of coach he's had since Dale as well. Honestly, I mean, Brady was okay, but Will had a way that really fired up the fan base, and there was a swagger about him that they liked. But it's just not that way right now. I mean, LSU's, you know, Matt McMahon is in his fourth or fifth year, whatever it is. He's bought better players this year. But that's, I mean, I'll wait till he gets to the SEC and see what happens. You know, I mean, but again, yeah, she had the happiest for Dale. Dale's doing good. I think he's 90 or 91 now. He calls me every couple of weeks, and he's doing great. So he survived all this. He survived the craziness of LSU.
All right, Ron, I'll give you $25,000, and you got to bet where Lane Kiffin's going to go. Oh, stay at Ole Miss. He's going to be at LSU or Florida. I'm putting my money on staying at Ole Miss. Where are you putting yours?
I'm gonna go with you, Will. I think he picked a team that'd be LSU over Florida. But again, I think he just wanted to float that out there and see what would happen. And if Ole Miss can come close to the money, maybe he wants to stay there. Maybe he really believes he can win a national championship. I don't think he can, but maybe he in his heart believes he can and is willing to stay there for four or five more years until he's in his mid-50s and whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I'm edging toward what you're saying. I really do believe Jimmy Sexton's advice. Sexton's never going to tell a guy, you need to go sign with the school. He's just going to tell him, listen, you need to – I'm advising you, you just need to go look at this at least, okay? It's you need to do this. And that way it'll give you a clear picture of what you want to do, but you cannot ignore this.
Yeah.
Okay? And I think that's what he's done. So that's where it is right now. We'll see how this crazy stuff plays out.
Where does LSU go next besides Drinkwitz? Who else would be?
Golly. I mean, I know they like John Summerall and Tulane. I don't know if he leaves there. it's hard to hire a really good guy away from another school. I mean, it's just, you can't pry guys away from schools. You really can't. But LSU needs some stability. I did a story today on a six-year senior. He's been LSU for 6 years, a defensive lineman. He's had two head coaches, two interim coaches, four or five defensive coordinators, and seven defensive line coaches in 6 years. They need some stability. They really do.
All right, Ron, great stuff. Tell everybody where they can find all your stuff as this story may break today. Who knows? Tell everybody where they can find you.
You never know, Matt Rose. It's ShreveportBossierJournal.com. You can find me there. I'm also my website, theronhiggins.org. On Twitter, at Ron Higg, and on Instagram, SEC Ron.
Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thank
you, Ron.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care. We'll see you.
Does Ron think Wimp's me and I'm Wimp? Jace, yep. Say something, he'd call me Wimp. So,
I just let him go.
Yeah, I wasn't going to correct him. But anyway. Hey, Yellowwood Pressure Treated Pile from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. David Kindred from Bryant Bank will be with us next. He was at the Turkey Bowl. He'll give us a breakdown. We won't even ask him baseball. We're going to have straight Turkey Bowl questions today. Also find out a little bit about Bryant Bank. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, host of the Miller's Edge here on Tide 100.9, coming to wish you and all your loved ones a happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays on behalf of myself and all the fine folks here at Tide 100.9.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. 43 southbound onto McFarland starting to slow down. McFarland east and westbound onto Lurleen Wallace. 69 also beeping up a bit. 2059 continues with its smooth move. Between 359 and Joe Balisham.
Assist you with all of your CPAP needs, including the new Luna Travel CPAP. Call 339-8013 or stop by MedSouth in the Northbrook Plaza on McFarland Boulevard.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Houston Texans came ready to play for Thursday Night Football as they defeated the Buffalo Bills 23-19. Josh Allen was 25 of 35 for 262 yards and two interceptions. He was also sacked a career high 8 times.
Yeah, it's not fun. I ran into a couple myself. I got to be better with throwing the ball away and living to see another down and letting us play some situational football and pinning them deep. And too many times I was going backwards, and I got to be better on that.
Houston improves to 6-5. In the NBA, Tyrese Maxey dropped 54 points to go along with 9 assists as the 76ers topped the Bucks 123-114 in overtime. Sacramento has lost 8 in a row after losing to the Grizzlies.
Track 2 is delayed.
And all the while, you were on your commute home. There's more to imagine when you listen. Discover romance titles on Audible.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Cloudy with periods of rain today and tonight. Maybe a thunderstorm in spots. The high today, 72. Tonight's low, 63. For tomorrow, the chance of a shower early in the day, then becoming partly sunny. The high tomorrow at 75. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 61 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson. A father-son duo with decades of coaching experience. Breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron. From inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Welcome back to the second hour of Inside the Locker Room. Tuscaloosa Toyota, help us kick off this 8 o'clock hour. You want one of those Tundras? Man, they got some beautiful Tundras there on the lot. 2.99% APR for the first 72 months. Also $1,000 holiday bonus cash back there. The Tacomas, the same situation. They're 1.99, actually a little lower for 36 months. They're swing by Skyline Boulevard. Go to the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com. All right, we'll get right to the Tuscaloosa Toyota hotline. We'll talk a little Bryant Bank, but also maybe ask a baseball question. But we're more interested in the Turkey Bowl. David, was that the former ACA Patriot, Ole Miss, Shelton State, Alabama baseball player, but he was calling football last night, and what a crowd they had. David, good morning. How you doing, sir?
Hey, David.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, Barry. Y'all doing okay?
Yes, sir. We're doing good. I had to miss the Turkey Bowl. I did get to the pep rally yesterday. It was a big deal over at Rock Quarry. They seemed ready. Tell us what happened in the game, David.
Yeah, it was, again, for all those out there, the Turkey Bowl has just been a fundraiser, the 19th annual Turkey Bowl fundraiser for Rock Quarry and Verner Elementary. And, man, it was a very well-attended game last night. Couldn't have dialed up much better weather. It was sunny and 70 degrees, and the band was out there, the cheerleaders, the players. And let me tell you, Rock Quarry, right out the gate, just established the running game. There's two road graders for Rock Quarry. I mean, is the struggles for Alabama football in the running game. You could have been out there watching some of these kids last night in the fourth grade Rock Quarry team. It was, again, for all those, it was fourth graders play against the fourth graders in the first and third quarters, and then the fifth graders play second and fourth quarters. And so right out the gate, Rock Quarry, Landon Harris, and Rainer Davis, just at the first two drives, I believe they were all run, and these kids played really well. And again, right out the gate, it was Rock Quarry from the jump, and they ended up winning the game 31-8. And I had to make sure Max Anderson called him an extra point TD. And it was a selfish plug because it was right after that. I told them, hey, we're going to give an update on 100.9 on the show. So it was a great segue to the game. But again, it was a Verner. I mean, Mason Elamine and Fattis Sanders were also some factors in the game. Last year was an air assault for those that were there, but it was really an all running game affair. And again, Rock Quarry took it 31-8.
Oh, so Rock Quarry could run the ball, but Alabama can't. Well, maybe we need to send those coaches over to Alabama from Rock Quarry, help them with the run game. Can you imagine all those players that came out? And at the pep rally, I realized real fast, they didn't have any cuts in cheerleading. Who made the cheerleading squad? They had about 70-something cheerleaders out there. So,
it was.
How about this, David? I've got an idea to raise money for basketball. We have a turkey bowl, but not turkey bowl, but we do it in hoops. We have the fourth grade play the fourth grade, the fifth grade play the fifth grade. I got players on my team. Some went to Rock Quarry, some went to Verner. They coached the teams. Could we sell that out at Northridge?
I've been telling this, and I'll probably get stuck with doing it next year. But I mean, the sponsorship level of the type of let's just say it was 3,500 people at the game last night for football. I promised you could pack in a crowd to raise some money for a good cause to watch that event. Maybe get some notable basketball alums in there, and I'm definitely confident you could sell that out and make some good money for the elementary schools.
I could have Dad coach one team and Sonny coach the other. How about that?
Ooh, that would be interesting. You could get your little Auburn Alabama dynamic in there.
Yeah.
And throw some sponsorships that y'all know and are a part of. I mean, at the end of the day, if you had 100 people in there and you raised all the money, that's all. At the end of the day, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah. No, we won't pack that place out. So
no doubt.
Anyway,
I like it.
Dad, you got any questions about the Turkey Bowl? Or you think you're okay with that?
I didn't hear you.
Do you have any questions about the Turkey Bowl from David?
No, I have no. I have no question. I tried to call Mac last night to congratulate, but Jenny says he's asleep. So.
Yeah.
They were too busy raising Turkey Tom up after the big win. But ask Mac about his extra point TD catch he caught. So he played really well.
There you go. All right, David, Alabama takes on Eastern Illinois. I mean, they're going to be able to run the ball this weekend. They're going to be able to throw it. They're going to be able to do whatever they want. Whatever happens tomorrow will have no bearing on what happens next Saturday down at Auburn. Just your thoughts about where the football team is. A game like this, you've been a part of games like this, teams you know you're going to beat. Sometimes it helps you maybe play some guys that hadn't played before to get a look at them. But does this really help you in preparation for your biggest game of the year next weekend?
I always think about it from the standpoint when you play these teams, the coaching staff wants to see, you want to click on all cylinders. I mean, you're supposed to, and you need to, and you got to stay fresh. And I think at the same time, assuming Alabama does what they're supposed to do, you get some other guys some reps and maybe give some guys that needed to rest and recover a little bit ready for Auburn. And I think y'all know it doesn't matter what you're playing Auburn. When Alabama and Auburn line up, it better be for Alabama. It doesn't matter what the record is. I don't care all the turmoil that they're going through. You best be ready and treat it like it's the biggest game for Alabama. So I just hope that, you know, you can focus on what you need to take care of this week and don't overlook your opponent in Auburn just because of their record, because you know Auburn's still a dangerous team, and nothing would make them happier than to ruin something for Alabama, who's trying to sneak their way into the playoff.
Yeah. Dad, anything else for Dave before we talk a little Bryant Bank? I don't know. Did we lose him? Chase, did we lose him? All right, David, tell us about all the great things you guys got going on over at
I'm Bryant. Back. I didn't know if I was supposed to have a Bryant
Bank
ad or not.
Well, David's going to do the Bryant Bank talk. I just didn't know if you needed any, had any advice for David. Yeah, David, did you hit your over? What was your pick last week?
Well, I don't know if you were watching it. Lane Kiffin, bless his heart. I mean, I think you're on the same page with me.
Like you lost.
No, I didn't. We hit the over on there, but if y'all saw late in the game, he got it like they were up. Maybe were they up like a touchdown or something? And they were on like the 1 yard.
Oh my God! He ran a double reverse pass and threw it on fourth down. When he did that, I'm like, I would never hire him.
Yeah, well, in all seriousness, the over did hit for me as I did describe. So I did get on the board there. But I mean, he was making it interesting and making everybody squirrel in their seats a little bit, but let me give you another suggestion here. Again, I don't know what y'all are thinking from Blue Plate, but let me throw a little appetizer out there for you.
All right.
You got Kentucky going to Vanderbilt, and I think y'all had Roman Harper on earlier. He's going to be with the SEC cast there in Nashville. Clark Lee still believes that Vanderbilt's got an outside shot of getting into the playoffs. I'm not so sure. There's got to be some craziness still happen with Alabama and Oklahoma, but nonetheless, I believe he's got Vanderbilt ranked number 14th, still firing on all cylinders. Going to be a 2:30 kick in Nashville. The line is 8.5 Vanderbilt favored, and I think that, you know, Kentucky still a decent team, thumped Florida, but I think Vanderbilt still believes if Clark Lee can still keep those guys engaged in beating Kentucky and then going to Tennessee, they still believe that they have an outside shot. So I like Vanderbilt at the house, 8.5.
Wow. So you like Vanderbilt to cover, huh?
I'm going to go with Vanderbilt at the house. I think that I still think that they're highly engaged. Clark Lee still thinks that there's an outside shot for Vanderbilt to get in the playoffs. I'm not so sure about that, but that's the type of motivation that your coach has to have when you're on the outside in the cold and think that you might be able to get in the door. So, like I said, the SEC game day version will be there. And so I think that there's a lot of excitement around Vanderbilt, and I think it's really remarkable what Clark Lee has done there. Be interesting to see. There's not a lot of I don't know if there's interest in Clark Lee for some of these coaching hires, but I think he's pretty happy there being an alum. So, again, I think Eli Drinkwitz he's kind of pushed off all the noise. And y'all said it earlier, it's hard to get a good coach where he's, for the most part, pretty happy, and in a fan base like Missouri where, you know, if you're in the playoff contention, that's a pretty happy fan base over there. So, and do you want to jump into a tumultuous situation in LSU and Florida right now? So we'll see.
All right, Dave.
Hey, well, you're appreciated, Clark Lee.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Now, there's something to be said about that.
We appreciate Bryant Bank. Tell us all the great things going on there.
Yeah, guys, thank y'all for the partnership. And, yeah, we're Bryant Bank headquartered here in Tuscaloosa with local decisions. We're a bank that if you have a new opportunity or you need to talk with a banker, not just a transaction where you say, I'm going to walk in and tell you what I want, but we're, you know, here to talk with you through these type of situations, whether it's personally or with your business. If we can help you with any type of deposit accounts or a new loan, or maybe you've got a loan somewhere else where you want to revisit that loan that you have, give us a shout. We'd love to look at it. There's nothing better than talking to another bank and see if you can find something that fits your needs. So give us a call. Look us up, bryantbank.com. Ask for David. Ask for me. They'll find you, and I'd be happy to talk to you about any needs that you may have.
Thank you, David.
Hey, I appreciate it. Y'all have a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving,
if
I don't talk to y'all then.
Same to you. All right, we're out. We'll get back. We'll get to Coach Sonny Smith when we get back. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center, moving about 2059 at posted speed from 359 to Joe Malisham. Starting to get patchy on 69 just a bit, not too much. Mostly on the northbound hookup to Skyland Boulevard. Moving on 15th Street, wide open.
And as always, no work and all play at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. So come on, leave it all behind and head to Pearl River Resort.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's daily up to Alabama sports, and it's brought to you by the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store, helping people get back to the life they love without their feet getting in the way. Start your journey today at goodfeet.com. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. As we get ready for Alabama football on Saturday against Eastern Illinois, here are some final thoughts from the head coach of the Crimson Tide, Kalen DeBoer.
I think I go back to what we talked about right away, and that this is senior day. This is another day, game day in Tuscaloosa, and those are special days, and there's only so many of them every single year, and so I really encourage everyone to come out early because, you know, within 15 minutes of the game, we're going to celebrate these guys one at a time real quick. Get that taken care of. We'll head back to the locker room. We'll be right back on the football field. But come celebrate with these guys. Come show your appreciation for the seniors and what they do, and obviously this whole football team.
I'll have more in a moment.
This is Christian Miller for the Good Feet Store. I know from playing football at Alabama and in the NFL that if you have foot, knee, hip, or back pain, it can be a huge challenge. The Good Feet Store is designed to personally fit you with arch supports that alleviate and even eliminate your pain altogether. Try them before you buy them during your free, no obligation, personalized fitting, and you can wear them home the same day. So if you're looking to improve your game, the Good Feet Store has you covered. Stop in for a free, personalized fitting today. Roll to victory at goodfeet.com. That's goodfeet.com. Roll Tide.
We've got you covered for Alabama football on Saturday against Eastern Illinois. With kickoff at 1 p.m., our coverage on the network starts at 10 a.m. starting on stage in the Bud Light backyard inside Vector Security Champions Lane. You can listen to the game on our full radio network, the Varsity Network app, as well as watch the booth cam presented by Regions Bank on all CTSN social media platforms at UA_CTSN. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Cloudy with periods of rain today and tonight. Maybe a thunderstorm in spots. The high today. Today, 72. Tonight's low, 63. For tomorrow, the chance of a shower early in the day, then becoming partly sunny. The high tomorrow at 75. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 61 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
You ran crying to the bedroom. I ran off to the bar. Another piece of heaven. Just tore my world apart. And I sit there feeling sorry for my
heart. Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. You know what that song means. We're going right up to the Yellowwood Hotline. Chase, you were just talking to the NABC District 6 Coach of the Year, Ohio Valley Coach of the Year, two-time SEC Coach of the Year, CAA Coach of the Year, Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. He's in the Auburn rafters, the one, the only.
He's in the rafters, all right.
The one, the only. He can only go right. The one and only Coach Sonny Smith. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. I haven't been insulted today, but I knew it was coming.
It's coming.
I knew
it was coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sonny, did you know that Hugh Freeze got fired?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't. When did it happen? Yesterday?
No, it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, well, no wonder. I can't even remember. I can't even remember tomorrow. Or
you mean the Gummers didn't tell you that?
No, no, nobody told me. They didn't make a big deal of that around here.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Well, now, hey. To in Marley Lane, where I live, radio babes don't get here about 2 days late.
Well, he's been fired a couple of weeks, I think. So
it's been on TV, Sonny.
You watch? Yeah, I knew it. I was just hoping we was going to get something going here.
Congratulations.
Well, they're looking for a new coach.
Yes.
In all honesty, can the people not meddle and just give the coach the keys and let him run the program? I think they did it with Bruce Pearl. It worked out pretty well. I don't think people meddled with Pat Dye. It was fine when he was there. But people are always meddling with the football coach there. Can they toss somebody the keys and get out of the way? Or is that not possible at Auburn?
Well, over the years, I'd say it has not been possible. But I think if they get the right guy and things go well right off, I think things could really change at Auburn.
Yeah.
Oh, I had something I want to ask you, but I can't think of what it was. Oh, yeah, here's what it was.
Mm-mm. What was it?
For our audience, so that we'll all know if you didn't hear the show last week, Sonny has a little bit of a problem as far as keeping his balance.
Yes, I do.
And when he gets up, he always moves right.
Yeah.
Are you still moving right in your balance, or where are you with that?
Yes, I am. If I get up, I drift a little bit to the right. Yep. That's what all us great right-handers have always done, you know, drift to the right.
Hmm. Well, what if the food's on the left hand side of the table?
I've been losing weight. Maybe that's what my problem is. You know, Sit down at the table, start drifting, can't see my food. Oh me, boy, you might have solved my problem right there.
Well, what about the restroom?
Well, now I'm in one right now. So what else? What else you want to talk about?
Oh, TMI. All right, Coach. Auburn plays Mercer in football tomorrow. Alabama plays Eastern Illinois. All right. Eastern Illinois is 3-8. Mercer, I think, is actually pretty good. But then the Iron Bowl next week. If Auburn beats Alabama, Alabama out of the playoffs. Auburn always plays Alabama good down there. Tell us a little bit about that rivalry and what you think about that game.
Well, it's the biggest game of the year for Auburn people, and it's, I'm sure and in a lot of ways it's the biggest game of the year for Alabama people. But Wimp didn't like that, did he? Huh?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That was good thinking.
Good thinking on my part. Oh, yeah, that's what you, that must have been what you were thinking. So, I don't know. What are we talking about here? Let's start again.
Well, if Auburn beats Alabama, then they can literally ruin Alabama's season. It knocks them out of the playoff. So Auburn's be loose, Alabama be tight. Just your thoughts about the Iron Bowl and what's going to transpire down there.
Well, it'll be the biggest game of the year for everybody. You know, playing Alabama at Auburn, that's in everybody's mind and everybody jacked up. So it's I don't know if that helps the Auburn football team or not, but it certainly is a big game for this part of the country.
Yeah.
Sonny, new basketball coach, young kid.
Yes.
Coach's son gets mad at the officials real easy, and I don't know what kind of personnel they have. They have a couple of good players, but not a great team of the past. Is this going to be a hard year for Auburn basketball?
If they're expecting big winners, I think yes. But I think they'll be very competitive, and I don't know to what degree. Because if you say who's their best player and who takes care of the ball, I couldn't name those things right now. But I would think that he'll be given time to get his act together and get everything going.
Did you have a birthday last week, Coach?
Yeah, I did. I'm still celebrating it.
I can't believe we didn't. We just had a listener text me and said we forgot to wish you a happy birthday. Dad should know your birthday. That's disappointing.
Yes, he should.
It is disappointing. I'm at fault there. I apologize to you. Happy birthday.
What'd you get? What'd you get for your birthday?
Well, it's so long ago, I don't remember now.
It was last week. When is your birthday?
November the 15th.
Okay. So what do we do? What'd you do for your birthday?
Pancakes. I ordered pancakes. I love pancakes.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, with syrup. What else I got to add? Bacon. I like a little bacon every once in a while.
Yeah.
Butter.
Oh, yeah. Butter. Got to have butter.
Where'd you get the pancakes from? Where were they from?
Oh, I got a great lady that cooks for us. She cooks for us. She is really good.
Oh, you got to cook.
Yeah, I got to cook, yeah. After I did the Wimp and Sonny show, I can afford to buy a cook and all that kind of stuff now.
Yeah. So she made you some pancakes. That's nice.
Yeah, she's a pancake maker.
Anything on the NASCAR we need to know?
Nope. NASCAR. Hey, the reason I can't tell you anything about NASCAR, I only get to see a race every once in a while. This house is, they've joined up against me. They say, no, we can't watch that today. They've got to watch this other show. So, you know, just because I'm the man of the house.
That's just Dan. Who else
is it? Sounds like me. You should have got another. Yeah, you sounds like me. You should have got another TV for your birthday. Well, you can go watch whatever you want to watch.
Well, that's true, but I have to get up to do that. I have to leave the front room, go to the back room, and I'd rather watch my TV in the front room, but they won't let me.
They won't let you.
You got to go to the right. Yeah, you
go right. Tell them to go to the back room. Then you want to watch the TV.
Well, I think in some messages I've already said that I'm really a tough guy to deal with, as you know. All right, I dealt now, with your Sonny. Father. Huh? What?
Tell our listeners this.
What?
All kidding aside, who is your favorite country singer?
For years, it was Sonny James and
okay. Like Hackleberg.
Vern Gosden became the singer next, and I have tons of guys that are all along in the same line, but that would be my two favorites right there: Sonny James, Vern Gosden.
Do you remember any songs that both of them sung that we liked?
Oh yeah, but I ain't singing. I sung on the Grand Ole Opry.
No, I want you to sing. I just want you to name them. We'll get the producer to play them. What do you like?
Oh well, I'll do that.
What do you like?
Oh, I don't know. You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, Corn Pone, you don't like You Are My Sunshine. That's old as dirt. That ain't no good.
Well, you just asked me.
He asked you. You give him an honest answer, and he makes fun of you.
You Are My Sunshine.
You Are My Sunshine, God, my own.
My only sunshine. You that's make okay, me happy when the skies are gray. What? You going to let me sing or what?
All right, Chase, we got a listener that wants to talk to you real fast. Coach, wish you a happy birthday. All right, Chase, bring Ragged Glory in here. You can wish Coach a happy birthday. Go ahead, Ragged.
Coach Sonny Smith, man, I'll tell you, it takes one to know one. You're an old Scorpio, and guess what? I just turned 68. I'm an old Scorpio. And you know what? Let me tell you a little something about turning right. If I could be granted the powers to wiggle my nose or snap my fingers, I would allow you to get back on a NASCAR track turning right all the time instead of left. Yeah, you know what, here, let me
be a lot of wrecks, wouldn't it?
No. You know what? It's he might do really well on a road course. You never know. He'll be biting off those left hand turns.
I took Wimp to a race one time, NASCAR race.
Uh-huh. Talladega?
Well, I had him in at the Talladega in one of the top suites, the guy that owned the track. What he did that kind of got us thrown out was that he got up and changed the TV in the suite that we were staying. They changed it to the golf channel. So I hadn't been invited back to the Talladega race in a long time.
Oh, dear Lord. Hey, Coach, here you go.
Yes.
Coach Sonny Smith, here you go.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sonny. Happy birthday to you. And
that's the best.
Have many
that's the best.
More. Hey, these guys.
That's the best I've heard.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. And it comes from the heart. You know what? Coach Wimp is. It takes a true friend to. He's a great friend to you, and good friends, close friends can. Rattle each other just for the gets and shiggles, man.
Okay, all right, Ragged. Thank you, sir. All right.
Thank you, Ragged.
Bring him back on here, Chase. All right. Dad, tell Coach bye. We got to let him go. Tell him bye. You miss him.
Well, Sonny, I hope you have another birthday in about a year. And we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you soon. And hey, try to move a little bit left.
Okay.
Thank you, Coach. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Get you another TV. Get you another TV.
All right.
There you go.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. We'll take this break. Get the vinegar tip for this Friday. We also got the blue plate special coming. Chase, two in a row. That blue plate's in the oven. It's hot. You just a tie.
What? Blue plate specials.
Specials. Oh, two. All right, you listen to Tide 100.9. It's the home of Alabama sports.
In Nissan Traffic Center, moving about 2059 at posted speed from 359 to Joe Malisham. Starting to get patchy on 69 just a bit, not too much. Mostly on the northbound hookup to Skyland Boulevard. Moving on 15th Street.
$6,500 off select Nissan models, only at Townsend Nissan. Lifetime warranty, free oil changes, and a pre-approval with no impact to your credit. TownsendNissan.com.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside
assist you with all of your CPAP needs, including the new Luna Travel CPAP. Call 339-8013 or stop by MedSouth in the Northbrook Plaza on McFarland Boulevard.
Want to jump into any of the shows? Call Tide 100.9 right now at 205-342-9904.
Will somebody answer that damn phone?
That's 205-342-9904.
Wow, I feel good.
Inside the Locker Room, this Vendor Tip brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance, 205-752-8500 for all your insurance needs over at 302 Merchants Walk, Suite 200, right across from Indian Hills, right there by Talbot's and the Cancun Red Bull Restaurant. He'll take absolutely great care of you. All right, what is the Vendor Tip for this Friday?
Well, I think it's really a great tip. Homemade mosquito repellent. You know, mosquitoes are everywhere, especially for your pets and for your kids. They're just all the time eating up with mosquitoes, and you can avoid the chemicals that you get in store bought stuff. If you store buy it, the repellent has got all kind of chemicals in it that you really don't want. But these homemade mosquito repellent products that you make are actually the best thing in the world for your pets, for your kids, maybe for your wife or your husband or whoever you might be. Here's what you got to do. Now write this down now, because well, you'll save a bunch of money. Mix 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar, 1/4 cup of water, and 40 drops of rosemary oil or lavender oil, which all you want, in a spray bottle. Put it in a spray bottle. Shake it, of course, real good. And spray it on yourself before you're heading outdoors or on your kids. And that way, those mosquitoes are going to bypass you. They're not going to bite you. You're not going to be having to fool with doing anything with those kids and those pets, as well as yourself. I think this is a great tip. Michael McGuire gave me this tip the other day, and I'm using it, and it's a really good tip. So go by and do what I said do and get you some water and some apple cider vinegar and some oil and put that stuff together and spray it, and you will not have any problems with either. Or any other bugs, for that matter.
Michael told me he put some Vendor Tips in your mailbox. Hopefully he doesn't make us pay him for the tips. But Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance, we got all our insurance with him. You need to do the same. 205-752-8500. All right, Chase, phone lines are up at 205-342-9904. I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead and take the break here. We'll get the, since it's a double blue plate special, it may take a little extra time. You guys dial us up, 205-342-9904. But the blue plate special is coming, brought to you by Brian Harden Construction. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Hey, everybody, it's Gary Harris from the Gary Harris Show here at Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC, wishing you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Slow rolls as you travel on Old Birmingham Highway at Keens Mill Road. Now, this is mostly moving on the westbound lanes. Meanwhile, traffic is pretty tight back to 63rd Avenue, then coming on to the immediate area.
The candidates you're looking for, making your hiring simple. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Again, that's Indeed.com/credit.
The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at PearlRiverResort.com. And by Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by Two Dimes. Online at TwoDimes.club. And by Druid City Regional Medical Center. DCHSystem.com.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
The Tide Postgame Show is powered by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and Two Dimes. What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case, and this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that. Whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio, you are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Cloudy with periods of rain today and tonight. Maybe a thunderstorm in spots. The high today, 72. Tonight's low, 63. For tomorrow, the chance of a shower early in the day, then becoming partly sunny. The high tomorrow at 75. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 62 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Since I switched to that song, he's on a two-game winning streak. He didn't like the song, Chase. He ought to appreciate us changing the song up for him. We had the Gambler on. That wasn't going. This Blue Plates special brought to you by Brian Harden Construction. Need precision, power, and performance. Brian Harden Construction has been delivering top-quality steel fabrication and welding and 24/7 crane rentals for over 30 years. Family-owned, woman-led, safety-driven. Give them a call today, 205-759-1330. 1-800-387-3737. We appreciate those guys out there, their family, Brian's family out there. I know they're going through a tough time there. All right, what is the Blue Plate specials for this week?
Well, when you get down to the end of it, I think home field advantage is big. I just do. I know most of the time I overdo it because of basketball. I think home court advantage is the big advantage. I couldn't decide between the two, so I took them both because I thought both of them were the right things to do. Arkansas is at Texas. Texas is not playing well. Arkansas can't win the close ones. It's either 8 or 8.5, whatever Barry says. I'm over
8.5.
I feel like that Texas, you play this game because you want to try to keep that other school out of your state recruiting. If you're Texas, and they're going to play, and they're going to try to do everything they possibly can to show that Stark's not going anywhere. Everything is fine. You're the real Texas everybody knows about, and you're going to try to mash them. And so 8.5 points is maybe you think's too many. Keeps away the touchdown field goal. And so I took Texas in that game.
Okay.
I gave 8.5 points.
All right. Sark's on the edge. So he's tired of people talking about them underachieving, which they have. But you think he's going to have them ready to play?
I think he'll have them ready to play. I think his quarterback has improved a great deal. I think Pitino has now realized he is not going to be the Arkansas coach.
Okay.
So he is not into it as much.
Mm-hmm.
He would be into it to the point if he beat Texas 21-0, he might have a shot.
All right. What's your next Blue Plate?
Oklahoma and Missouri. I'm gonna take Oklahoma in that game. It's 6.5. I think that you have to keep from losing before you can win. Their quarterback is better. They can keep from losing because of their defense. They're playing at home. Their crowd is all excited about beating Alabama, about their team. They're happy with their coach now. They feel like this is going to be the marching stone into the playoffs. All the pluses there I can think of are on our own Oklahoma side. So I am taking Texas and Oklahoma to win these games. I think they're two really good picks.
Should they parlay it?
Yeah, sure.
Chase, you going to parlay that? So you do parlay?
You can't. You don't have to.
You can parlay that. You know, you sound pretty confident. So do the parlay.
You can parlay it, or you can bet them two separately.
Yeah, there you go.
If you don't like what I'm doing, then bet them two separately. Bet them two separately against me.
Okay. Well, I know this. Jared in Houston said, people don't say this much. Coach is right. Lavender oil works like a champ. Lavender oil. And then yesterday, Joe called our show, Chase, and he said he criticized Ty Simpson. And we had some messages come in about that. Lance from Houston said, Ty is not scared. A very inaccurate comment. And then Jared also said, Joe's points were, and then in all caps, invalid. Nervous QBs don't put up 400-plus yards of offense against one of the best defenses in the country. So he's not buying that Ty's not playing well and that Ty's nervous. The stats, because you can make the stats say anything you want. You didn't get any touchdowns is what you got to have.
So. Now, you go down your list and look at the bad teams, smaller schools playing the bigger schools this week. Now, think about this. And find you one that you feel like was going to be an upset. If I had to pick an upset, little school versus big one, I'd take Western Kentucky over LSU.
You wouldn't take Mercer over Auburn?
No, I'd take Western Kentucky over LSU. Western Kentucky will throw it a lot.
Mercer's 9-1.
Yeah, well,
they've won Mercer. 8 straight.
Yeah.
Or 9 straight. They actually lost the first game to they lost to Presbyterian, but they.
But the phone calls will be pouring in here. If something happens to Auburn and Alabama, they'll be pouring in.
Furman, they played Furman. They scored 52, 49 on Western Carolina last week and 63 on Chattanooga. And Auburn's starting a freshman quarterback. So there you go. All right, that's it for this week's shows. Next week's shows, Monday and Tuesday. Yep. Chase, I'm going to have to do those from the computer. I'm going to be in Orange Beach.
Are we going to have to work Friday?
I don't know. They don't tell you nothing around here.
Me and you on Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah, but I'm going to be at the beach. So I'm going to have to be on my computer. So we play at the beach starting tomorrow. I'll play at Orange Beach tomorrow. But we'll be on. I'll just have to, I don't know, go somewhere where it's quiet. All right, that's it for today's show. The Gary Harris Show is next, so keep it locked in. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Have a great day, everybody. It takes a shake down a dollar. Bust go in that direction. Wait a minute, holla, holla. All wants to know where they go, where they went. And a mink and Marshall Monday smelling just like a mint. If you can't see the money, get your eyes clean with Visine. I need 5 things for 7 digits at a time. And chillin', the best, never worse. See, we never get the pebbles, they got the rocks first. Big folks, I'm lockin', ching, ching, we're mockin'. I'm rockin', my family Christmas stockings are shockin'. Fine women, any weather, naughty denim and leather. Call it chicken, whatever, son, they get better. I'm one smart cookie, the vet that smacks rookies. My stock's on top, your checks bounce while mine's bookin'. Wrist, I must rock it, chick, stop it, I knock it. Thank you for listening to